Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Live Your Raw Life podcast. Welcome to the platform where the intention is to help you live your rich, authentically aligned, wholesome life. I'm your host, Rachel Ann Watkins. Together, let's raise our vibrations and awareness in order for you to live the raw life that was meant for you. Hello and welcome back to the Live Your Raw Life podcast. As this is called Live Your Rich, Authentically Aligned, Wholesome Life, I'm going to be completely real and authentic with all of you and share with you that this last week I went through quite the healing. I want to just say, I love to use that way of talking about what just happened whenever your body is working to move past a virus or a bacteria or whatever the case is to call it a healing as opposed to like, I got sick or I'm sick, because that just can sometimes actually prolong symptoms. You may hear that I am a little nasally this week as I am recording this. I just am on the other side now of COVID. And it's so interesting. Like, you know, I have been so afraid to get COVID. Not afraid to do certain things, but afraid that definitely taking like some high precautions. And I didn't allow it to hold me, this fear to hold me back in life. That's for sure. I mean, I was still traveling and seeing friends and doing all the things. And honestly, it's bound to get all of us at some point. It's just a matter of when and to what extent you will be affected, right? So I just moved through a healing. I'm at the tail end of it now. And it's quite honestly super interesting. Like back when I was 33, I believe, I came down with influenza. It was the only year I had ever gotten the flu shot. And I'm not here to debate about vaccines and get them or not get them. Like, that is besides the point. It's just, I find it very fascinating that that's the only year I got the flu shot. And then it's the year I got the flu. And it wasn't long after I got the flu shot that I actually got the flu. This was years ago, and it laid me on my ass. I was down for days. I think for sure 5 days, like wasn't getting off the couch. People had to bring me food. It was pretty gnarly. What I just experienced in going through COVID, I was down for about 2-3 days, 2 mega days at the most, but it wasn't that bad for me. And I contribute it to a number of things, and I'll kind of come back to that in a minute. But I just find it so interesting that I've been so afraid to get it, and then I got it, and then it wasn't as bad as I had anticipated. And, you know, I'm very grateful. I am so grateful that my immune system was top notch. I had Gina Giro. She was on episode 53. I had Gina check my, she actually offered to check my immune system and its functional level at that moment when I was feeling like, okay, I was with a group of people, somebody had it, they sent out the dreaded text. I sent her a message. She asked if she could check my immune system. I said, of course. I was at 84%. And what we discovered as she did a little bit more research into that was I had a sickness memory that was lowering my immune system. And it was from age 33. 3, which is super fascinating since that's when I had influenza. So she released that for me and then discovered I had an associated imbalance and that I had a specific meridian that was misaligned, which brought me up to 94%. And then I had some other things such as environmental toxins and absorbed heart wall emotion. Once those were released, it brought it up to 99%. And then I had a covert conflict, which was an external conflict at the age of 17. And that brought me up to 100. And then I was able to connect with another dear friend of mine. And we had written up like an amazing whole foods herbal remedy protocol that I got on immediately. And so I contribute much of that, much of my healing and the swiftness of getting through this to that. However, you know, there is some work that was done way beforehand. And that was just with how I take care of myself. You know, I stick with my routines and my rituals and I meditate and I do all of that. And I'm very conscious about what I eat. In fact, that weekend when I went away and I was with these women and one of them tested positive when we returned from that trip, and that's, you know, where I got it. On Friday, our first night together, this other woman had brought this pasta dish and we had asked, is this gluten-free? She said, yes. I was eating this pasta dish. It was delicious. And then someone's like, wow, these noodles are gluten. They taste like normal. And she's like, oh no, they're gluten. They're not gluten-free. And I was like, fuck, because gluten tears me up. And the first night was actually okay. I had posted about this on Instagram, if you follow me there, on my story about just like, okay, waiting for the gluten to hit. And ironically, it was really strange. The first night, it didn't hit me. And then once it got into my large intestines, that's when I really felt the effects of gluten. So my body was already was inflamed, right? Because I had eaten this gluten and it just tore me up the whole afternoon and evening Saturday and even into Sunday, just like uncomfortable. It's like, ugh, it's those of you that are celiac or gluten intolerant, you can probably relate. But if you don't know that you are sensitive to gluten, you may not have any clue that this is happening to you on a regular basis. But what happens is your stomach gets really bloated. And it looks like, for me personally, it looks like I'm like 5 or 6 months pregnant. And then I have to fart all the time. And you can't fart because it's like, never trust a fart in that situation. So it's like, okay, well, then you'll think, well, I'll fart on the toilet. Well, then when you fart on the toilet, and it echoes, right? And everybody, the whole freaking 10 block radius can hear. So I'm with like all these women, some who I've just recently met or just met for the first time that weekend. So it was just a really uncomfortable feeling. So my body was already inflamed and working that out of its system. And then this happened. So then I was exposed to COVID and then I tested positive. I had a feeling it was coming. It was like that feeling when your stomach drops, you're like, oh shit, here we go. Okay. And I followed that protocol and man, you guys, let me tell you, like it was amazing. I mean, I went strictly eating real raw foods. So 100% real raw, nothing packaged. Soups and roasted vegetables and bone broth and teas and supplements. Like so much beautifulness went into my body. And I ate, even though, you know, some days I was like, oh, I'm not really hungry, but I knew I should eat. So I just ate, and it really sustained me, to be honest. And now that I'm on the other side of it, I'm like, wow, my body is really amazing. And it really is like being so tuned in and tapped in. And I've had someone say to me this year, actually, I don't know what you mean when your body tells you something. I just want to repeat that. I don't know what you mean when you say your body tells you things. Okay. So when I ate gluten, and the first night I felt fine, and then the second night I did not, my body was telling me, you ate something that didn't agree with you. Of course, I knew what it was. For many people, they don't know what it is. So that's one way. Another way is I will, if I go to the store and I'm like, okay, I think that this is something I want to buy, I will get a hit, like an intuitive download or a hit, like, not this week. That's not going to positively serve you. Or yes, that is something that you need. For example, a couple weeks ago, I went to the store and I was like, I just would love some oranges. My body was craving oranges. It was like it knew it needed to kind of amp up some of my immune system. So I came home with oranges and grapefruits. Amazing. Beautiful. My body was doing the work for me. But it's because I'm tapped in, I'm tuned in. So then I also get intuitive hits on if I should like take a certain supplement or whatever have you. Another thing that's been coming up, and you heard this when I had Parker on, is that mushrooms have been calling me. Having more mushrooms, eating more mushrooms. So I've been eating turkey. I've been taking the supplement turkey tail. I've been drinking mud water in place of my black tea in the morning. I was eating Parker's granola, which is all mushrooms, which is delicious. Highly recommend it. And there's so many health benefits to mushrooms. So again, just like amazing, right? Like all of these amazing things that my body was intuitively telling me, like, okay, let's do this, amp you up, get you ready so that when you do get COVID, which obviously I didn't know was coming, but when you do get it, you're more prepared for it. So if you're not sure if your body is talking to you, here are a few things that you can tune into. The first thing is strange or new cravings, specifically around, I'm not talking sugar cravings because that's a whole different topic. That's the microbiome and you're out of balance. And a lot of times then you have some different bugs in your system that you're feeding as opposed to allowing your body to be fed with nutrition. So I'm talking like real foods, right? Like I've also been craving sweet potatoes more. I've been wanting more potatoes and that just that substance of them. Okay. So just tuning in to different foods that your body is asking for. Second thing that you can be aware of to help your body tune into is you can do what's called muscle testing. And we talked about muscle testing with Gina, also episode 53. And you can do that when you're at the store. So you could place something in your hand if you feel like, gosh, I think I do want this butternut squash. You can do a muscle test where you're just standing there and you ask, should I get this butternut squash? Will this butternut squash be good and healing for my body? Or whatever the question is you want to ask. And if your body sways forward, it sways forward towards the truth. So if it's a yes, your body will sway forward. If it's a no, your body then sways backwards, moving away from the truth. So that's another thing that you can do just to kind of feel that validation. And you'll feel your body sway. You could practice it right now if you're not driving, but it's just really easy to do. There are a few ways, other ways you can do this by using your fingers, which is a little bit more challenging to explain via podcast. So I'd recommend either jumping on to Instagram and following Live Your Raw Life there, or going to Gina Giro's Healing Circle on Facebook, because she also talks about this and has some videos that can help you there. She does a really beautiful job of explaining it. Same thing with supplements. You can just hold the bottle in one hand and just ask, is this something that my body needs right now? Other times, the third thing is you'll just hear. If you are in tune with your intuition, if you can listen and you can hear your intuition, you'll just hear the answers. And sometimes the answers will come to you before you even get to the store. So for example, when I was talking about mushrooms, my body knew that I was craving mushrooms. And I've been like loving oyster mushrooms lately. We've been like frying those up. Oh, they are so good. Pretty much like all these different kind of mushrooms that I never thought I would ever try, I've been trying, and they're so delicious. So that's just a few things about that. There are some things that are now in the works due to this experience, which is really beautiful. And that was something that when I was going through the deepest part of this healing journey, was I was laying in bed and just like I had the body aches and just not feeling awesome. But I was so grateful. I was so finding gratitude for all of it, which is so weird, right? Like a lot of times we can think, you know, why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this right now? But for me, it was just an automatic that I was so grateful that I was experiencing COVID, that my body knew exactly what to do. I now have antibodies naturally built up within my system so that I can detect it if I ever get it again. It's a really beautiful process. I was also very grateful that I have the ability to know what my body needs as far as foods and supplements, but I also have resources. I have people that I can just text on any given moment and ask, should I have this? What about this? What do you think of that? Da 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 da. And they were just right at my fingertips. What a gift. So amazing. And that I have the time that I can rest, right? I think back when I would go through a healing when I was teaching, was like, oh, okay, today I feel better, so I'm back to work, without really allowing my body the time to truly heal. If you listen to Kira Sutherland, when she was on the podcast, we talked about Herring's Law of Cure. And that law talks about how if you are sick for an extended period of time, the time that your body takes to truly recover is almost threefold what the time was that you went through the healing. So it's like, okay, I'm starting to feel really, really good today, but my body is still healing. So for me, if I was to jump back into the rat race of social acceptance, right, like the societal norm, and working the 40 hours a week and cooking and cleaning and running the kids to all the places, it only leaves my body then susceptible and open to catch something else, or to get worn down, or to not fully heal the way my body should. So these are all things to just think about, to consider, to listen, to tap into, to just become aware of, really. And it really can play such a significant role in your healing journey, whatever you're healing from. The body is amazing. The human body is absolutely fucking incredible. And I'm learning, still continuing to learn so much more about the body. You know, being a past physical education and health teacher, I thought I knew quite a bit, but I'm discovering that I just had touched the tip of the iceberg, and I am learning so much more. And I'm very excited to share with you all in the weeks to come more and more as some things begin to unfold as a result of what I just experienced. So I'd love to hear from you. If you have had COVID, if you allowed your body to fight it naturally, what your remedies were, what, you know, your takeaways were on the other side of it. If you are afraid to get COVID, if you still haven't gotten it and you're afraid to get it, please reach out. You can connect with me through social media. I am on Instagram, Live Your Raw Life. You can find me at Raw, that's RAW, at liveyourrawlife.com. You can email me there. Or you could find me on Facebook, although I am not super present on Facebook that much these days. It just feels heavy. So I'm really primarily sticking to Instagram. So would love to connect with you there. But that is all. I just wanted to share my healing journey, my experience, and just different things that you can do as you're starting to maybe begin to come online and connect with your intuition in regards to foods that you should eat or supplements you should take and what that could look like for you. So I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Heal yourself, heal the world. It's always an adventure. Adventure awaits. If something in this episode resonated with you, please subscribe to the Live Your Raw Life podcast so you can be alerted when new episodes drop. And please leave a review while you are there. I will be back with you next week, Thursday, sending light, love, and positive energy your way. We will see you next week.